This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com. Boost muscle growth and blowtorch body fat at TurbulenceTraining.com. Also by BlackStarLabs.com. You can save 10% on every order when you use the code FIT10 in the coupon section at checkout. And also by RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. High octane corrective exercise and performance enhancement at RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. With me right now is Brian St. Pierre, a colleague of mine that I work with at Cressy Performance. He's a certified strength and conditioning specialist, and he's going to be getting his, is that sports nutrition certification soon?
Yeah, very soon, next month actually.
Awesome. So I wanted to get Brian on one of these midweek shows because someone who I talked a lot with at Cressy Performance and I've learned a lot from in the last couple months, so... I thought it would be about time we got him on the show, and this is one of our midweek episodes where things are, you know, kind of whatever's on the top of our head for the week, so we could go into a bunch of different things. We are going to talk about the Trader Joe's greens product. We'll talk about CSCS certification for a second, and we'll also talk about how Brian addresses nutrition with the athletes at Cressy Performance and how things differ from person to person. So, Brian, why don't you just tell the audience a little bit about you and just what you've been up to these last year or two or so.
All right. Like you said, my name is Brian St. Pierre. Graduated from the University of Maine with my degree in human nutrition and dietetics. I interned at Cressy Performance way back, beginning of last year, November, end of last year, actually. And then, you know, Eric and Pete and Tony decided to hire me, and I've been working there ever since. Like you said, I'm a strength and conditioning coach, and I've become like the nutrition guy at Cressy Performance. Don't exactly have a title for that yet, but that's pretty much it.
Yes, and Brian's seeing a different side of me because he sees a I probably call a ADD Kevin when we're at Chris Performance.
yeah, you can say that. we have good fun.
Yes, absolutely. So first thing we're going to talk about is that I know a lot of listeners want to know what the how the Trader Joe's greens product tasted, and I picked some up and it smells great. It smells really good. It's about $10. I probably should have it in front of me right now, which I don't. Actually, you know what? I'm going to press pause on this recording and I'll be right back and get it. Okay, so I ran downstairs and I grabbed one of my containers of superfood and I grabbed the Trader Joe's container.
Yep.
And let's see, let's just run down the macros real quick. It's 30 calories per tablespoon, which is divided up by 6 carbohydrates. 6 grams carbohydrates, 2 of which are fiber, 1 of which is sugar. Yep. And 1 gram of protein. And the blend that they have is very much like, it's more like greens plus than it is superfood.
Mm-hmm.
Where the, I'll do a quick rundown. They got alfalfa leaf extract, barley grass juice, powder, pea fiber, rice fiber, apple powder, barley flour, apple fiber, wheatgrass juice powder, spirulina powder, citrus bioflavonoids.
Bioflavonoids.
Yeah. Spinach powder, green tea leaf extract, something root powder, Chiloria powder. Okay, they got some Chinese rhubarb root powder, blue green algae, which is good. Yep. Broccoli powder, ginkgo leaf powder, and bilberry fruit extract, whereas that's a lot more like the Greens Plus stuff, where superfood is it's divided up into berries and vegetables, where it's more focused on, you know, things that you'd probably have in your diet anyways.
Right.
So, again, it's $9.99, which gives you 35 servings at 1 tablespoon, and that gives you 6 grams of the, quote, proprietary blend. And that's one thing that really bugs me is that, you know, in a lot of supplements, the companies, they use their, quote, proprietary blend, so they can put whatever they want into it and not tell you.
Exactly.
Not tell you how much that was something that was in the Bigger, Faster, Stronger, or Bigger, Stronger, Faster documentary.
Yeah, that was, which is a great movie, by the way.
Have you listened to that interview?
I did. I listened to the whole thing. Yeah, he was.
Could you tell how I
interview.
Couldn't say documentary?
Yeah, you struggle with a few words there, Kev.
I don't know what I just. That's one of those words. I was like documentary.
And, yeah, it took you a while.
It took me a while.
Yeah, that Trader Joe's, like you said, it sounds a lot more like a Greens Plus product, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
It smells really good. It smells a lot better, and it actually tastes a lot better than the Greens Plus, but not as good as the Berry Greens Plus. I mean, it's not going to taste great either way, and I take it straight up.
Right.
Whereas Brian, I mean, both you and I, we throw superfood in just shakes because it makes shakes taste good.
Yeah, absolutely. I put it in all kinds of stuff, so.
One of my new favorite things is putting it in like 4 scoops of ice and 1 scoop of superfood just when I'm at when I'm on the floor.
Yeah.
You always get to start sipping that. So
yeah, I'm a big fan of a scoop of superfood while training, you know, with your during training shake.
Just for the flavor, just because it's going to help.
Well, I mean, it's certainly going to help. I mean, that's certainly a time of great oxidative stress. You know, you're working hard. You're putting your body through a very stressful environment. And why just consume, for the most part, you know, micronutrient empty calories? You know, if you're having something like Surge, which is, you know, perfectly fine during training, you're not getting any kind of phytonutrient or really even any micronutrition with that. So I'm a big fan of throwing in just like 1 scoop during training. And it does, with Original Surge, it's pretty fantastic, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's good with Original Surge or...
A lot of the kids like it with chocolate, so...
Yeah, they do. And you can always throw it in the Watermelon Black Star Labs Cytofuse, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
The obligatory plug. I think another thing we should talk about... is getting certified, because Brian and I have both gone through the online certification, which is something they haven't offered for a very long time. And I'm happy to say that I actually passed mine on the first try, so I'm happy I got that.
Yeah, it's nice, huh? Not having to take it again.
Yeah, well, it's something I've had a lot of my classmates that graduated, they've taken it, and they've either failed both the first time or failed one of the sections, so they've had to spend like $500 or $450, $600 to retake in total to just get the certification, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's why it's worth taking the time, studying, and passing it on the first try, because I can't imagine taking it twice. That was a long test.
Yeah, it was. It's like about 400 questions.
Yeah, something like that. And by the end, you're just like, C. You know, you just want to get through the test.
Well, it was getting that way towards the end. Like I was talking with Brian about this, that as you get towards the end, there's always one answer that's just ludicrous. You can cross that out. And there's it's much like just taking the SATs, where you have to narrow it down to the two closest answers, and you get a... really just cancel one of them out by using, whether it's common sense or at that point you're probably using actual knowledge that you've gained from reading or going to school.
Right. Yeah, it's the way that test is set up, it's like there's not just one correct answer. It's not like a math question. You know, there's a lot of
times. No, it's like, what's the best
answer? Right, which can be tricky, you know, because sometimes their opinion of best is not exactly my opinion of best. Especially with their nutrition questions, my God.
Well, again, like this is something I wanted to bring up, is that I had to relearn or de-educate myself.
Yeah, it's a good word.
I guess it would be the best way to say it, is I de-educated myself to learn what the NSCA wanted me to know. Especially in terms of nutrition, like you said, the nutrition's just, a lot of the stuff's bogus. One of the things I brought up is that they thought, they say you can use any of the following for... Actually, hold on. I got my book right here.
Yeah, with the having soda
Oh,
for rehydration.
don't spoil it for everybody.
Sorry, Kev. I just knew what you were gonna say because that was mind-boggling.
Yeah, there was actually a part in the book. They have a section, I'd say about maybe one fifth of the book is set up for nutrition, and they have it set up. They actually one of the, I think one of the most beneficial parts of it is it does talk about eating disorders.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, especially as someone in my field, working with high school athletes, that's a very important thing to be aware of. Fortunately, we haven't had anything really like that come across our paths yet, so.
No. Performance enhancing substances. I don't think it would be in that chapter.
No, there was some other stuff on there, like how many grams of carbohydrates an Olympic lifter should eat, like based just on their body weight. Like there's no other variables that determine that. It was, I distinctly remember that question from one of the practice tests.
Oh, here we
So.
go. Hydration. This is very interesting. I would be interested to see how much of the actually, you know what, Chris, Chris, Brian. Sorry, I was playing Gears of War 2 with my cousin Chris earlier.
Oh, jeez. What a surprise.
You want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the forum?
Yeah, I mean, we just started up the FitCast forum with basically, Kevin, Tony, myself, Lee, and Jonathan Fast kind of moderating and, being a part of and answering questions and just creating a good community and, keeping it fun.
Yeah, it's at forums.thefitcast.com. We didn't have a show this past Sunday, so not a lot of people know about it, but we do. I mean, just through Facebook and our newsletter, we've already had about 100 people join up.
Right.
So it's definitely a good atmosphere so far. We have a bunch of sections like training. We're gonna have a log section, which surprisingly, I'm the only person that's posted in that.
I'll start posting my training log in there.
Diet, nutrition, supplements, injury and rehab, which John, that's our most active forum, and John
Yeah.
Fass and everyone else is trying to, excuse me, trying to get in there and answer as many questions as possible. Of course, we can't answer them all because some things we're just gonna have to say, go to your doctor, go to a physical therapist.
Right, you got to refer out.
Correct. Fitness industry podcast discussion where you can do any kind of guest request. We'll have an official guest request thread, and you can just post comments. And we also have an off-topic forum where we have a pretty active thread about workout music. So I decided to make that a sticky. So if people want to just make a huge database of music they listen to while they work out, that would be great. And again, that's at forums.thefitcast.com. That's part one of I guess you could say we're doing two really big things.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
And the reason why I'm having Brian on now is he's going to be a big part of that. So I want you guys to get to know him immediately. And I want you to listen to this. Here's a, let's see. Okay. Consume at least one pint of fluid 2 hours before activity, provided that the fluid, excuse me, let me start that again. Consuming at least one pint of fluid 2 hours before activity provides the fluid needed to achieve optimal hydration and allows enough time for urination of excess fluid. Because rapid absorption is not critical, athletes can choose to drink water or any other non-alcoholic beverages, including milk, juice, carbonated or uncarbonated soft drinks, sports drinks, and so on. The fluid can be consumed with or apart from a meal.
It's unreal. Like they're promoting empty calories to kids or really anybody. But that's what you get from the, you get that from the American Dietetic Association too. So what does that tell you?
I think it just means everyone's really far behind.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's the dogma. No, it's the 70% of your calories should come from carbs and ridiculous notions like that that refuse to die.
Yeah, I know it's a great thing. What percentage of calories do you think comes from from Tony's diet or Eric's diet? And these are big guys, big strong guys. It's
Right.
obviously it's not they're not in any danger at all. So, too
What
bad.
percentage of theirs comes from carbs? Like,
Yeah.
yeah, from Eric's especially, you know, not much. Tony's, yeah, Tony can be, he'll be really good for a while, and he can tolerate a higher carb diet when he chooses to, because he's a freak like that.
Yeah,
so.
It depends if people bring in food for him to eat.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right, so the last thing we should talk about, Brian, why don't you just discuss kind of how you attack the nutrition aspect of the athletes at Crunch Performance.
Right. Well, you know, as most of you guys probably know, we train mainly high school athletes, with definitely some, you know, some college and especially right now, some minor league guys sprinkled in. But mainly with the high school kids, it's, you know, everyone gets like a 10-15 minute little sit down with me, and we discuss, you know, like, what do you normally do for breakfast? You know, what are some good snack options at school and after school, and you know, pre and post workout nutrition, and just trying to get these kids to at least get in some protein, you know, at the very least, drink some chocolate milk after training, you know, something. We just try to get a little more protein and really some more fruits and vegetables in their diet. I worry less about removing, you know, carbs from a 15-year-old's diet. That's, you know, that's a little more intricate, and they don't even know what carbs come from. So, you know, we give them some information on that, and mainly it's just focus on, you know, the three big things. We focus on breakfast, we focus on, you know, having something while you're training, and then something after your training. You know, mainly we usually go with like Surge, since, you know, we are a biotest provider. And then post-workout, again, is either Surge or maybe Metabolic Drive, depending on, you know, what their needs are. For, you know, for the college guys and the minor league guys, we'll get a little more in-depth. You know, we'll get them on creatine. We'll definitely try to get them on some fish oil. Some of the high school guys that direction too, once they're regulars and they kind of buy into the program. And, you know, we don't try to push supplements on kids. That's not the direction we try to go.
Well, it's tough with parents, especially if there's, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to name names, but there's definitely parents out there that will not even allow their kids to have something as simple as protein and sugar.
Right.
You know?
Which is why, you know, like, you know, post training, if that's the case, I at least get them to try to drink some chocolate milk after, you know, get some carbs in them, get some protein. It's better than nothing. You know, it'll definitely, there's research backing it up. It'll certainly promote some growth. And that's where you try to really push them getting in some real food at breakfast and make sure they eat, like, you know, 2 hours before. And like, as you know, Kev, kids, you know, a lot of kids come in, they haven't eaten in 4 hours, and the last thing they did eat was a, you know, Nutri-Grain bar or a donut hole. And it's like, they wonder why they're crushed halfway through their session, you know? So with the minor league guys and the college guys, we can get a lot more in depth. And, you know, we'll give them like a nutrition training template and go from there. And, you know, a lot of those guys, it's just really getting rid of the unnecessary, unbelievable amount of unnecessary crap that they eat. You know, removing the pastas and the bagels. And, you know, for a lot of these guys, they're trying to stay lean because, you know, baseball is not the most active of sports. So we're really trying to keep some of these guys, getting them stronger and keeping them fit. And then, you know, it depends on their needs, but we'll definitely get more in depth with those guys. Mainly because they do their own cooking, they buy their own groceries. There's a lot more to it with high school guys. Yeah, like you said, you know, you got to keep the parents in mind at all times, and they're the ones that everything goes through. So it's a much, much different situation.
Yeah, it's been really interesting to get to see how 100 kids handle nutrition.
Yeah, oh, it's amazing the, you know, the dichotomy. You have like some kids on one end who are totally into it. You know, they take their fish oil, they drink their green tea, they make protein at breakfast and every meal really. They take their Surge, and then you have some kids that, you know, they'll have eaten one meal in the whole day before coming in, and it's tough, you know. And then they complain that they're exhausted and that they're, you know, they go home and they're so tired from training, they lay down in their bed, and it's like, you didn't eat breakfast, you didn't have lunch, and, you know, you had a tiny little snack before coming in. Like, you know, what can we, there's only so much we can do with that, you know?
Well, I think there's a couple things that we see as boundaries. One of the big things, kids in high school, a lot of kids these days, well, at least it seems like more than when I was a kid, or a higher majority, are on some kind of medication that could keep them from losing their appetite altogether, and they just look at eating as a job and an unpleasant one.
Right. Yeah, there are a lot of kids on, you know, ADD or ADHD medication. That certainly makes it very difficult. It does suppress their appetite. So that's certainly a challenge. That's where, you know, you just got to really stay on top of them and do everything you can to find foods that they do like and they are willing to eat and that don't seem like they're just forcing it down. And, you know, a lot of times that can be something as simple as, you know, I've gotten a lot of kids, like Greek yogurt, one of my biggest successes with the kids, because it's simple, it's easy, yogurt's pretty well known to our generation, and at least they're getting some protein in, and it's not chewing, you know, it's like, you can put down a strawberry Greek yogurt in like, you know, 25 seconds, so at least it's getting something in them. Other than that, yeah, it's certainly very, very tough with kids who have that issue. And it's just a constant battle, because they'll be great one day, and the next day they'll be like, I couldn't eat breakfast. I literally wasn't. Oh, I haven't been hungry all day. I just couldn't eat anything. And what can you really say? You know, they're on medication that's making it that way. So it's really that's quite a challenge that we're doing the best we can to address. You know, without like you said, crossing any boundaries and upsetting any parents. We're certainly not trying to go that route. So.
Yeah, you can't go as far as say, oh no, your parents are stupid. They don't know anything about nutrition.
No. You know, which might be true, but we're certainly not, you know, in the game of trying to, you know, pit the kids against their parents, and so it can be very difficult, but we do the best we can, and you know, we've made a lot of people make a lot of good habits. So,
oh, I think I found the study that John and Fast and I were talking about, study on pre-testing static and dynamic stretching. Oh, it does not affect maximal strength. The best thing about passing that certification is you get a journal full of studies. I don't know if this is a monthly thing, but I got the November 2008.
I believe it's like bi-monthly. I don't know. I'm like three behind. It's hard to find the time to keep up. I mean, everything else.
No one. Like 90% of the people who are certified do not read these.
No, I mean, I try to go through them, you know, when I have like some downtime or I'm, you know, taking a plane somewhere, which is rare. Other than that, it's like.
I wonder if this gives you. Does the NSCA give you access to like PubMed or anything?
I doubt it.
For free.
It's possible.
I would like that.
Yeah, that would be nice, but I don't think that comes with the package, Kev.
Does not come with the package. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for us here. We're going to try to keep these under half an hour so people aren't going too nuts. And again, we will be coming back on this week's show. We have a guest this week that I was supposed to send an email out about today, and I forgot to. And I just want to let everyone know that person is Nick Tumanello.
There you go. You got it right this time.
Yes, I looked at his name. He's the director of Performance University and PerformanceU.net and CoreBar.net. So he will be coming on. He's written a ton of stuff for StrengthCoach.com. He's been on T-Nation, so you probably have recognized some of his work. So we will be having him on. If you want to send questions, send them to questions@thefitcast.com, or you can post them up in the forum at forums.thefitcast.com, where we will be poking away as we work tirelessly behind the scenes on this upcoming huge update that I will keep everyone in suspense about. So that's going to wrap it up for us here. I want to thank Brian for coming on the podcast, and here he's calling back. Brian, you there? Okay. Well, we lost Brian. That's fitting. That's a fitting end. So we're going to wrap it up here. Again, thanks everyone for downloading this. You're going to have to check back every Wednesday night because this will not be on iTunes. Please subscribe to it. Thank you, and we will see you next week. Check out thefitcast.com. Check out forums.thefitcast.com, and check out our sponsors. Take care, and we'll see you on Sunday.